IGB sets human trafficking prevention rules for Illinois casinos. The Illinois Gaming Board, IGB, has established new regulations for casinos to combat and prevent human trafficking. The rule contained under Casino Rule 3000.175 of the IGB's Administrative Code is now in effect after receiving approval from the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, JCAR, on May 2, 2025. The measure outlines specific requirements for human trafficking prevention, identification, and reporting in Illinois gambling establishments. It requires casinos across the state to conduct human trafficking recognition training, develop reporting procedures, and post awareness notices. All casino staff are mandated to complete annual human trafficking training, with initial training mandatory within the first 3 months of their employment start date. The course will address human trafficking risk factors, types, indicators, and victim resources. Operators are ordered to keep records of completed training. Quote, human trafficking is one of the most underreported and under-identified crimes. Because human trafficking can come in many forms and can happen almost anywhere, it is important to train people working in industries targeted by human traffickers to recognize the signs so they can report the crimes and help save lives. Brendan F. Kelly, ISP Director. Procedures and postings explained. Additionally, casinos must develop and enforce procedures for employees to document, report, and respond to suspected human trafficking in gaming and non-gaming areas. They must also provide the IGB administrator with copies of the human trafficking training curriculum and protocols. The IGB also ordered casinos to post human trafficking awareness notices in bathrooms, public entrances, and other visible areas. Developed by the Illinois Department of Human Services in compliance with the Human Trafficking Resource Center Notice Act, the notices will include hotline numbers and resources for seeking help or reporting incidents. Quote, human traffickers often target casinos and hospitality venues to conduct their illegal activities. By adopting mandatory human trafficking recognition training, establishing minimum requirements for that training, and requiring casino operators to implement appropriate reporting and signage protocols, the IGB, while working in partnership with the Illinois State Police, ISP, and other law enforcement agencies, is taking meaningful steps to combat these heinous crimes. Marcus D. Fruchter said, IGB Administrator. The new rule mirrors the provisions of a bill that was recently passed in Illinois, highlighting the growing trend of anti-human trafficking efforts in the U.S. While House Bill 1416 was not specifically directed at casinos, it mandates human trafficking awareness displays at safety rest areas, gas stations, and massage establishments.